Paddy Ashton's joining us now. Lord Ashton. Lord Ashton, good morning to you.
Paddy will do. Thank you very much.
Paddy, good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well.
Are you concerned about these revelations on Channel 4 News, British soldiers waterboarding?
I am. Your previous interviewee is dead right. I mean, torture is wrong in all circumstances. It is never justifiable. By the way, neither is killing innocent people, but let's just put that on the table. But if the British state was involved in this, and there have been plenty of rumours in the past, I have to say, here's a bit of context. I was in special forces. I was trained in the 1960s. We were put through interrogation every year. Some of these techniques were used on us too. They were subsequently illegal, not for waterboarding, the use of water, certainly hooding, certainly white noise. So if they were used against us, I suspect they were also used against others. But I had no evidence of this. It's certainly something I commanded troops in Belfast. I would have been never for a moment condoned. And if I'd have known it was going on, I would have made sure it was reported. What makes this difference, it seems to me, is that it is not a claim. It's not an allegation, whether true or not. It is now, it seems to me, by the documents presented in Channel 4, proven to be the fact that it took place and that the state covered this up. Now, under no circumstances is that acceptable. That now has to be brought to light, and all the facts must come to light about this. And until they do, we will not understand that this practice is unacceptable in any civilised society.
While it is wrong, while you are absolutely condemning it, do you understand why some soldiers may have been tempted to cross the line because of the brutality they were seeing in Northern Ireland? And should that be relevant when and if they are prosecuted?
No. I understand that some may have been tempted. Who is not? I remember when we lost five Marines. I found a, when not there, this is in Borneo. I found a Marine abusing a prisoner, and I have to say I hit him across the room harder than I've ever hit anybody. About 2 weeks later, William Calley's evidence, or the evidence of the My Lai massacre, came to light. And what I realized was that these things happen when officers allow a culture to be established in there. In their unit, that says it's okay to do this. And this is evidence of poor leadership, and it's evidence, it seems to me, of completely unacceptable practice. Now, we know in Northern Ireland, sadly, that in certain cases, Bloody Sunday was one, excessive force was used. That is wrong, but it's also totally counterproductive, as indeed is the use of torture. So from both on grounds of morality and on grounds of practical use, this was wrong. It should come to light fully. Otherwise, how can there be an example? And the person you blame here is not the individual soldier who thinks it's good to do this. It's the officer commanding them.
We had just last month, and he wasn't talking about torture, but we had the Secretary of State in Northern Ireland, James Brokenshire, saying that investigations into killings during the Troubles were disproportionately focusing on members of the police and the army. And I guess this is what some unionist politicians would also be arguing.
I want to see whether that's the case. I mean, I see no evidence to support that. The law must be even-handed. But it is the case, unfortunate though it may be for some, that if the law has been broken, we arrive in a country. And, you know, one of the things that made me leave the armed services and I experienced in Northern Ireland, in a way, because we arrive in a country equipped with lethal force. That's what a soldier is equipped with when he arrives. He arrives with all one purpose only, and that is to uphold the law. If the soldier then goes about breaking the law, they not only commit a crime against the law, but they also fundamentally undermine the purpose for which they are there. And that standard has to be inflexible. You know, it does not matter what your enemy does to you. You may not, in the use of lethal force, break the law in your response to that.
Okay. Lord Ashton, thank you very much indeed for your time today. Thank you.